Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The tillage sector in Ireland has had a particularly tough year. Indeed, west of a line, from Donegal right down to Cork, there have been considerable crop losses. The number of farmers involved is relatively small, but the value of the crop is sizeable, and there is a considerable knock-on effect for those directly and indirectly involved. This week, the chairman of the IFA National Grain Committee, Liam Dunn, visited Donegal to see for himself the situation here on the ground. I've been speaking to him to find out more.
We were up in Newtown, Cunningham. The ground conditions up there at the moment are quite good because we're after having a fairly reasonable month of October. And fortunately for the people that were involved in all the problems at the end of September, they've had a chance to kind of clear away the damage that was there, and in a lot of cases, or in some cases at least, have gotten crop sown, and they actually look quite good. Ground has had a chance to dry up and so forth. But while, you know, the surface damage has been cleared away, the financial damage is under the surface is quite serious, and we got to talk to some of the people there about just how bad things were and how serious the losses are.
And some people are saying that, you know, we're looking at things haven't been as difficult for maybe 30 years.
Yeah, it's funny enough, it's a theme that has come up. A lot of people are talking about the last time there was such a disaster was back in the mid-80s, which is even more than 30 years ago. This is pretty much once-in-a-lifetime event for those people that are unfortunate to get caught up in it. And while a lot of people sometimes think and see that perhaps this is something similar to losing a crop of hay or silage or something, it's far, far more serious than that. It's like a livestock man going out in the morning and finding that half his herd is sick and the other half have passed away. Because this is something that you have put your whole year's work into, and in the space of a couple of weeks, it just literally gets wiped out in front of your eyes. A tillage man's work is out there in the elements 24/7. He can't hide when bad weather comes. You can't put it into a shed or something like that and wait for the weather. You have to weather whatever comes to you, and if it stays as bad as it was in September. And a lot of people in Donegal will know that they had very, very few dry days in the whole month of September. And when that comes at that time of the year and your crops are out there in it, there's going to be serious losses. Yeah. And that's what we were up there talking to them about. It's just how serious those losses are. And many of them are going to find it very difficult to continue without some sort of help or support. Whether that comes from the Irish Exchequer or it comes from Brussels, or perhaps a combination of both, but help and support is necessary here, or these people will not be able to continue. It's one thing to get the land back into some sort of working condition and put a crop back into it for next year. The main cost in looking after a crop for next year won't start until next spring. And basically, we have, over the next couple of months, a chance to try and sort something out, and that's all. Or these people are in serious bother.
And to put it into perspective and to let our listeners know, we are talking about, in some individual cases, of crop losses running from, 25 to maybe 50%?
Yeah, that magnitude. We think the average is somewhere going to be around 40% loss in crop. While people may have seen harvesters moving in fields and things, all they were really doing was trying to pick off whatever was left on the surface that they could take away in order to make the ground workable again. The quality of and the amount of what was harvested was very, very poor. Some people would have cut maybe a ton or a ton and a half to the acre, where they would have been expecting 2.5 to 2.75 tons. The straw that came out, in some cases, there was very little to be harvested to be saved behind the combine. There just wasn't anything there, nor was it of any great enough quality to be baled up or used for sale, you know. So basically, their whole year's work, everything that they had invested in for the year, was pretty much written off. There was something salvaged out of it, and people are still putting together the details of just how much was salvaged, so that we can get as tight as an assessment of the difficulties as possible.
Yeah, I saw figures there suggesting that some growers were facing losses in excess of 500 euros a hectare as crop and straw returns are significantly below the cost of production. I think Chagas has put a production cost maybe 1,100 euro a hectare for
Yeah, that's barley. About the cost of growing a crop. The returns this year for farms which harvested everything in reasonable conditions would have broken even if they were lucky and were doing things pretty efficiently. Grain prices have been bad now for the last 4 years, and it's a break-even situation for a lot of people, and they're hoping that what figure comes from Brussels, all they're going to have is a family income. But in the case of where there are 40% losses and 50% losses, you're going to be using that money to spend upon the crop that's lost, spend upon the inputs for a crop that's lost. And it leaves farm family incomes in a very poor position. And there's talks of serious hardship now. There are people with kids in college or kids going to go to college and involved in, you know, other family events where simply it's not going to be possible, I think, for them to continue with the plans that they had unless they can get some support. There isn't a huge amount of farmers involved. It's right down along the Western Corridor from a line from Derry down to Cork City, basically, just to the west of that. It's not a huge area of cereals, but a very, very important area for cereals. There's about 360, 70, 80 farmers altogether. It's the total number that's involved. And that's in percentage of the total tillage farmers is not huge. But for those individual farmers that are caught up in this problem, it's very, very severe for them and very serious.
And as you say, if prices have been bad for 3 or 4 years, there are only so many years it can keep going at that level. People are going to drop out of it.
That's what we're getting very worried about. There is no resources left in the system. Farmers were actually, a lot of them were seriously hoping for a much better year this year, and it hasn't come. The only recourse that a lot of people are left with is to stop producing cereals. Now, cereals in that area, in that Western Corridor, I would maintain is worth twice what it's worth in the eastern part of the country, for a number of reasons. First of all, the grain is much closer to its customers, as is the straw. So, you know, your carbon footprint and transport costs and everything like that are much lower for people that are buying in that area. Secondly, there's a biodiversity issue here. Instead of having just green grass everywhere all along the whole western seaboard of Ireland, to have some other things growing, other cereals in the countryside is really important for wildlife and for just the view of the countryside itself. And finally, the stubble ground itself is a huge resource that's used for excess slurries coming from cattle farms and pig farms, and also for municipal waste as well that are permitted to spread theirs upon land. Very often you can't spread those things on grassland, or they have maybe their limit of what can be used on grassland has been used up. Stubble ground, for instance, is a place where you can spread a lot more than you can on grassland. So those stubble fields and that cereal ground is really, really important in the western half of the country.
And as you've touched on there, if somebody moves out of that sector, you may never see them returning to it.
Well, with the way things are at the moment, it'll be very difficult for people to put the resources together to go back into it. And not only that, but if they're going to have if they're going to get into cattle, which is going to be not very easy either, or cows or something, they're going to be producing slurries as well there, and they're going to have make increase the demand for straw. So cattle farmers and dairy farmers in those areas really want those Tillage people to stay in business. The price of straw this year has gone up significantly over what it was the last couple of years. And it's become difficult for farmers even to source what they want and what they need, for more farmers to go out of the tillage business is not good for anybody, anywhere.
I'm talking with Liam Dunn, IFA National Grain Committee Chairman, who's been up visiting Donegal this week. There was recently a deputation to meet EU Agriculture Commissioner Phil Hogan's cabinet, and you've highlighted exactly what needs to be done. But what can Europe do? I mean, are we raising false hopes? Will there be some sort of package?
No, it's not a false hope. At the same time, it's not a simple one either. They do have an emergency fund, but it's not very easy to get them to classify something as an emergency, even though we might see it as an emergency. We were talking with Tom Tynan, who is the head of the cabinet of Phil Hogan. And he's an Irishman as well, and he knows the situation only too well. It was a frank and an open discussion. We explained exactly where we were coming from. Now, we're not the only one that's come along with our hands out, because the French farmers, the French farmers' unions are in a serious, serious situation. They had some absolutely dreadful weather in June of this year. The losses out there are horrendous. And total cost that's been put on it at the moment is €4.3 billion. There are serious worries about some of the grain co-ops in France as to whether they can survive. The French government has pledged support behind its own banks to try and withstand the losses that have been incurred. And they're looking to the EU for some help and some support here as well. Having others in the same boat as ourselves is actually not a bad thing. It means that the situation can get a lot more attention. And the Deputy President, Richard Kennedy, and the Executive Secretary of the IFA's Grain Committee, Fintan Conway, and myself, and one of the farmers that has been affected from Galway, when we were over there, we got a warm enough reception. We put forward our case. He took it quite seriously and said that there were some serious decisions that will have to be made. Pressure from our own government here is really important, and it's really down to, you know, pressure upon Minister Creed to push this as far and as hard as he can to get a decision out of Brussels. Brussels do need to start looking around and paying more attention to where there are serious difficulties at ground level for the citizens in Europe. They are the ones that set the common agricultural policy, and the income of farmers are to a large extent in their hands, and farmers are in need here. A relatively small number in our country, we think, as I say, around 360 or 70 farmers. We would be saying that, look, €3.5 million would sort this problem, would get these people out of the difficulties that they're in. But we need some decisions soon, and we're pushing hard to try and get them to make those decisions.
And I know back in October at the Tillage Forum, IFA President Joe Healy set out an action plan for the survival of the tillage sector, and he basically said that it was in imminent danger of collapse, and the major implications he highlighted for the entire livestock sector and, of course, the world-renowned drinks industry. There is a lot more at stake than maybe meets the eye at first.
Well, there's a thing called critical mass here. Cereal area in Ireland has been dropping slowly over the last couple of years because of the pressure upon incomes. And if we lose critical mass, then the whole thing could implode very quickly. Trying to keep confidence of farmers up is not easy after 4 years of poor prices. So, you know, we have been talking to a number of different government agencies. The minister did sit and listen to us carefully. We did also bring up this particular issue with these difficulties in the western sector of the country as a specific and slightly separate issue. We are starting to get some attention to a sector that very often gets lost among all the cattle and all the cows, but which the cattle people and the cow people recognise as being really important. We're getting a bit more attention, for instance, in Glos 3. There is an opportunity there for people to actually go to Glos Plus, which we haven't had before. We're getting a special TAMS 2 investment program is going to be opened up for us, we hope, immediately after Christmas. And the minister had announced, or was about to announce, back a few months ago, that there was investment money going to be available for 2.95% interest rate, but the tillage farmers would be excluded from that. He's now changed his mind upon that, and tillage farmers are included in that as well. So there's a number of things that are happening that is trying to improve the situation. There is a recognition, I think, at government level at this stage that there is a problem here. And we have something that's really important to the whole mix in the country, and it's something that we can't afford to lose.
Liam Dunn, Chairman of the IFA National Grain Committee. Just time to squeeze in the latest livestock prices, cattle prices, supplies. Tighter, strong demand, steer base making €3.65 to €3.75 a kilo, heifers €3.80 to €3.85 a kilo, bulls making €3.55 to €3.80 a kilo, and cows €2.85 to €3.40 a kilo. Lamb price update, tight supplies, good demand, factories paying €4.70 to €4.80 a kilo, carcass weights up to 23 kilos. That's it for this week's edition. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.